Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. So today is a little bit different because we're not listening to a voice note from the past. And I'm just going to be here with you riffing about becoming the magnetic manifester. The magnetic manifester does not just want. She does not want this manifestation or that manifestation. She knows that what she manifests is who she is. She knows that her desires of what she wants for her life are part of who she is. So she knows that her manifestations are her life and that her life are a reflection of who she is. So she doesn't manifest from I want, I want, I want. She manifests from I am, I am, I am. I am the woman who has decided that she gets to live wherever she wants. I am the woman who has decided that she gets to bring in any amount of money. I am the woman who believes in infinite possibilities. I am the woman who sees all of that outpictured into her life, into her current reality. That is who the magnetic manifester is. It's so much deeper than just manifesting one-offs and manifesting here and there and manifesting when it's convenient. It's a state of being. It's the way that she perceives life. This is a shift. This is not just manifesting for short term. This is long term. Who am I? Who do I want to be in community with? What do I want to create? What lasting legacy do I want for my kids, my family, my community, the world? It's so much more high level, expanded consciousness thinking. And at the same time, she knows where she started. She knows that she was caught in her conditioning, in her programming from when she was younger. And she's moved through that to see the limitless, infinite possibilities that are for her. And she knows them intimately because they are her desires. She knows she can love herself. She can trust herself. Because she knows herself. She has a relationship with herself. She puts herself first because she knows that's the relationship that's most important in life and that that's where all the other energies come from. Whatever she's able to do, she knows she fills her cup first. She is wise. She is loving. She is compassionate. She is caring. And all of it stems from the way that she is inside. She knows that none of anything that is outside of her is what brings true joy, love, peace, and abundance. As the fullness of life, you can tell I'm so excited about this. I want you to feel into these feelings. I want you to feel into the words. I want you to feel what this feels like for you. I want you to see where you are. I want you to know that this is available for you. I want you to know that you are more powerful than you have any idea. And it's only the limiting thoughts that you have. It's only the negative thoughts and beliefs and patterns that you've lived for a long time that say you cannot be, do, or have anything you fucking want in this life. You can have anything. but you have to be the one that decides that you get to, that decides that you are the director of your life, that decides that you're tired of where you're at and being stuck and knowing and hearing and feeling that there is something more for you, but you not going for it, you not moving into your big life, knowing that while it feels and seems and sounds really great, having that mind chatter and ego tell you, it's too hard, it's too much, I can't do it, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy. Really? It's your life. It's your life. And all those are limiting beliefs. All of those are limiting beliefs. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to take all of your energy. You can do it slowly. You can do it at your own pace. This becoming something different, living in a new way, having a different perspective on life, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't just wake up and become a different person. But every step along the way is absolutely 100% fulfilling and worth it. And you figure out who the fuck you are, not who your parents told you you are, not who your community told you you were, not your church, not your friends, nobody. And then when you figure out that nobody gets to tell you who you are and what you get out of life, you get that for the rest of your life. So that never becomes an issue again because you're so deeply rooted in who you are, the confidence that you have, the knowledge, the intimate relationship that you have for yourself. You would never ever go back to listening to somebody else and letting them tell you what you can do or what you can't do or what you can have or be. This is becoming the magnetic manifester. This is the empoweredness that comes with this. And then it just grows and expands from there. Because there is no mountaintop, there is no end, there's no arriving anywhere. This is your life always. Which may sound tiring, but once you get it, once you're here, once you're in it, once you become the magnetic manifester, it just play. It's play. It's experiment. It's fun. It's expansion. It's growth. It's what else could I experience? What else can I help with? How better can I serve? Like whatever it is that you want to do with your life, you get to. And it just gets better and better and better and better. It's beautiful. And it's here for you. And it's meant for you. And I have a program specifically about all of this. That when you commit to yourself, when you invest in yourself, it will take you through this process. And this transformation. You get to be the director of your life. You get to live a beautiful life that you wake up every morning and say, I'm so flippin' excited that I'm alive and that I get to live the life that I've made. It's time to step into that. And I know the world is all freaking out and crazy and there's a lot of lack, scarcity, and fear. There is. Like, you don't have to be part of that. They're just thoughts. They're just beliefs. They're just other people saying, well, this is the way that life is now. Get on board because everyone else agrees. You don't have to. You don't have to. That doesn't have to be your reality. That doesn't have to be the way that you look at life. That doesn't have to be your fucking life. Let them have it. All right. Be worried. Be scared. How far has that gotten you now anyway? Why would you want to keep on doing any of that? There's a different way, and you get to choose it. You get to choose it. So, becoming the Magnetic Manifestor program, it's here for you. The links are in all the places. Instagram, emails in the show notes of this. Feel into it. Know that everything is possible that you want. And it's just waiting on you to choose it. I hope that you have an abundant, beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.